92. Nouns. Various points.
Speaking and listening. Nouns which are both countable and uncountable.
Listen.
Seven cinemas under one roof. There's something for everyone at the ABC Cine Centre. This week,
War and Peace.
Based on Tolstoy's great novel.
The War of the Worlds.
Aliens invade the Earth.
Time flies.
A professor invents a time machine.
A time for loving.
Comedy and romance in a Paris apartment.
Life at the top.
Money, love and unhappiness in 1960s London.
The life and death of Colonel Blimp.
A wartime love story.
And love and death.
Woody Allen's version of War and Peace.
The ABC Cine Centre.
Classic films in modern cinema comfort.
Listen to the film titles again and repeat them.
War and Peace. The War of the Worlds. Time Flies. A Time for Loving. Life at the Top. The Life and Death of Colonel Blimp. Love and Death.
Listen.
Ah, here we are. The ABC Cine Centre.
Life at the Top, screen 5.
Richard? Hi.
Steve! Well, this is a surprise.
Yes.
Oh, Steve, this is Miranda.
Hello. Hello.
Steve and I were at school together.
Hmm.
He left the year before I did.
Well. I've been wondering what happened to you.
What do you mean?
Well, first I thought you'd gone to university. Then someone said you were in hospital with a mysterious illness. And then someone else told me you were, in prison.
Ha ha. You know very well I'm at college in Manchester.
Oh, yes, that's right. How's it going?
Fine. Are you still playing with your rock group?
No, not anymore. We weren't getting anywhere. I'm in business now. Not show business, just business.
Nouns which are always plural.
Listen.
So, you've become a businessman?
Yes.
What kind of business are you in?
Import-export. Clothes, mostly. Are you at the same college as Richard?
No.
Miranda's a policewoman.
Ah, I understand now. I heard the police were looking for you, Richard.
Don't take any notice, Miranda. He's always like this.
Going to see a classic film in modern cinema comfort.
Sorry?
Are you going to see a film?
Yes.
Oh, no. I've just realised I haven't brought my glasses. I won't be able to see a thing.
Which film are you going to see?
Life at the Top.
Oh, well, don't worry. It's a pretty depressing film. It's about people who are rich and unhappy. You might enjoy it more without your glasses.
Listen.
After the film, why not have dinner at the Acropolis? The Acropolis restaurant, that is. For good food, comfortable surroundings, and a great atmosphere. The Acropolis. Only 50 yards from this cinema.
Can you see anything?
Well, I can see where the screen is.
Congratulations.
Actually, it's not too bad.
I like your jeans.
Yes, they're great. They're really comfortable, and they weren't too expensive.
What make are they?
Tornado. I wouldn't wear anything else.
Tornado jeans. The jeans with style.
I always enjoy the adverts before the film, don't you?
Yes. Sometimes I enjoy them more than the film.
You've had your hair cut. It looks really good.
Thanks.
Where did you have it done?
Shampoo and scissors.
Come to Shampoo and Scissors for the very best in modern hair technology.
Thank you.
Special uses of proper nouns.
Listen.
One of the most successful films of 1958 was Room at the Top, starring the young Lawrence Harvey as Joe Lambton, an ambitious clerk who marries a girl from a rich family. Harvey played the same character in the later film Life at the Top, set in the London of the 1960s. After 10 years of marriage, the Lamptons are definitely not a happy couple, and you can find out what happens to them by seeing the film at the ABC Cine Centre Screen 5. The ABC also has a Woody Allen this week, Love and Death, set in the Russia of 1812. Perhaps not one of his best films, but nevertheless an interesting film by one of my favourite directors. I was talking to Steven Spielberg about it the other day, and he said, "Don't miss it, it's an excellent film." Actually, I wasn't talking to the Steven Spielberg, the Steven Spielberg who directed E.T., I was talking to the Steven Spielberg who works in my local greengrocers. But it's still good advice. Love and Death is at the ABC Cine Centre, Screen 7, all this week.
Song.
Morning, Please Don't Come, sung by Roger Whittaker.
Morning, please don't come. Surely you see that my lover is sleeping. Morning, please don't come. Let the night linger on. When the stars have left the sky, we must say fond goodbye. Make the night a little longer. Morning, please don't come. Starshine, glow a little stronger. Morning, please don't come. Day don't break, or you will take my love away from me. Try to hold back the sun, I beg you, morning. Sing, sweet nightingale, sing me a song of a night never ending. Sing, sweet nightingale, and I'll try to pretend that tomorrow's nowhere near and there's nothing to fear. Make the night a little longer. Morning, please don't come. Starshine, glow a little stronger. Morning, please don't come. Day don't break, for you will take my love away from me. Try to hold back the sun, I beg you. Morning, please don't come. Try to hold back the sun, I beg you, morning, please don't come. Try to hold back the sun, I beg you, morning, please don't come.
Attitudes.
Listen and repeat.
Terrified.
Overjoyed.
Very worried.
Extremely annoyed.
Absolutely furious.
Totally bewildered.
Listen and repeat the replies.
Were you frightened?
Frightened? I was terrified.
Were you happy when you heard the news?
Happy? I was overjoyed.
You look a little preoccupied.
Actually, I'm more than preoccupied. I'm very worried.
You look slightly irritated.
That's an understatement. I'm extremely annoyed.
Are you angry?
No, I'm not angry. I'm absolutely furious.
You look a bit confused.
Confused? I'm totally bewildered.
Special English.
English at sea. Listen to this tropical storm warning.
Tropical Storm Zoe at 1600 hours Greenwich Mean Time was moving in direction 200 degrees at 10 knots with maximum winds force 11. The storm center was in position 15 degrees 20 minutes south, 160 degrees 20 minutes east.
Now listen to this dialogue between the captains of two ships, the Utopia and the Fantasia.
Fantasia, Fantasia, this is Utopia. How do you read me?
Utopia, this is Fantasia. I read you fair with Sigma Strength 3.
Fantasia, this is Utopia. What is your latest tropical storm warning information?
I have no information, tropical storm, but my atmospheric pressure is 983 millibars, and its change is a drop of 3 millibars in the last hour. What is the position, direction, and speed of the tropical storm center? Do you have any more information?
Fantasia, this is Utopia. Yes. Radio warning just received stated Tropical Storm Zoe at 1600 hours Greenwich Mean Time, reported moving in direction 200 degrees at 10 knots with maximum winds force 11. The storm center at that time was in position 15 degrees 20 minutes south, 160 degrees 20 minutes east. I am now heading northwest to avoid the storm center.
Thank you, Utopia. Yes, I will also alter course to avoid the storm. Out.
Synopsis.
Dialogue.
Where would I find scissors? Household articles, sir. Scissors, knives, etc. in the basement.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm looking for jeans.
Jeans and trousers, madam. Clothes department, first floor.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm looking for glasses.
Household articles, sir. Glasses, cups, etc. in the basement.
No, I mean glasses for the eyes. Sunglasses and so on.
Oh, I see. Sunglasses. Sorry. First floor, next to men's clothes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, they're fine. I'll take them.
How would you like to pay?
By credit card, please. There you are.
Thank you, sir. Oh, William Jones. You're not the William Jones, are you?
The William Jones?
Yes. William Jones, the famous writer.
Is there a famous writer called William Jones?
Yes.
Well, I'm not a writer. I'm in the travel business.
Oh, I expect people ask you if you're him all the time.
Not really, no. In fact, this is the first time it's happened. I've never heard of a famous writer called William Jones. If there is one, I'm not him. I'm not the William Jones. I'm just A. William Jones.
I see, fine. Right, sir. Sign here, please.
There you are.
Thank you. That's a very elegant signature.
Do you think so?
Yes. Are you sure you're not William Jones, the writer?